That reading from Acts begins with these words. Then the high priest took action, and he said to all who were with him, that is, the sect of Sadducees, being filled with jealousy. Are you aware of how jealousy can so constrict us? Being filled with jealousy imprisons us, not in a literal prison, but in the prison of ourselves. And here we have this expression that the high priest, the person that represents Judaism most fully and is to be faithful to God, is filled with this profound and deep sense of jealousy. And part of the irony of that reading from Acts is that the one who is imprisoned is the high priest and not the apostles who are in prison. We read of the apostles that an angel comes at night and that the doors of the prison are opened and they are brought out, and the angel instructs them, go stand in the temple and tell the people the whole message about this life. What a contrast. A life that is gripped with jealousy leads to imprisonment. A life that is centered in Jesus Christ leads to freedom. And Peter and John are told, go and proclaim the whole message about this life. One of the things we are called to, and is a precious gift of our Catholic faith, is this examination of conscience, that examination of our interior person. Jesus has come into the world that we might have life. But I know there are times in my own life when I am jealous, and how that jealousy keeps me from knowing fully the freedom that Jesus offers. A freedom most beautifully expressed in today's gospel in perhaps the most famous of all Bible verses. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. However, when our interior lives are marked by attitudes characterized by jealousy, there is no room for Jesus' words to germinate in our souls. Our insecurities lead us to look at other people with suspicion. And like the religious high priest and his colleagues, religion doesn't bring freedom, but it is used to manipulate and to control those under their authority. That's why the worst kind of religious, or I guess the way I would put it, the worst kind of leadership is religious leadership that is used to manipulate and control others. Jesus therefore invites us to an examination of our consciences. We have to examine our motives, our attitudes in relation to Jesus Christ. And he says something that is so important and so telling. And again, I know it from my own life. There are times when I don't want to admit the wrong that I've done. And my tendency isn't necessarily to go hide in the dark, but I become very passive aggressive. And I will use language in such a way where on the outside, I can appear all pleasant and nice, but on the inside, my heart is constricted, and I know what I experience there is a kind of darkness. However, Jesus says, but those who do what is true come to the light, that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done through God. What an honest assessment of the human condition. How often we will stay hidden in the darkness because we don't want to deal with or name those attitudes, those actions that truly do need to be exposed. But how restorative it is when we allow for that interior examination of conscience to bring us into the light where I can admit my jealousies, I can admit my sin, I can allow the gaze of Jesus to penetrate my heart. And when we do this, when we allow for this kind of honest examination of conscience to grip our souls, we experience something similar to Peter and John. We're not in a literal prison, but in that prison of the soul, that can truly be opened so that we can discover the kind of freedom that allows us to live this day in light of the resurrection truth that Jesus truly has risen and that his life has come to touch our lives so that more and more we can be free. Each day, we have a choice. Will I remain in the darkness or will I come into the light? Will I remain imprisoned or will I allow for that prison door to open so that I can indeed live in the light of the one who is the life, Jesus Christ, our Lord? May we allow this evening's readings to speak into our own lives, to help us to be more honest in that interior examination and allow the truth, who is Jesus, to set us free.